Creature with Hills.
Hey, attorney Stephen, please.
Sure, one moment.
Someone will be right with you.
This is Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how's it going? It's Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
What is up, Dennis?
Not much. Been a while since we spoke. Just thought I'd reach out to you here in the fourth quarter and check in.
Yeah, man, what's going on? Life good?
Well, I don't know. Put a lot of work in and little to show for it, but I'm busy, so that's good.
Well, you know, it seems like the last couple months has just been dead ass slow, and I think it has a lot to do with last night, so.
Yeah, I believe you on that for sure. Usually the fourth quarter's, you know, it's busier than the other quarters, but
yeah.
I think a lot of people are, kind of holding off, but I'd be pretty happy if I was a small business owner right now. So
I think so. I think everything's going to start turning around. I mean, you know, I think it's just the fear of what's going to happen, and then after it happens, it's like, oh, okay, it's not that big a deal.
Exactly. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
life goes on.
It happened 8 years ago, and it seemed to work out okay, but not everybody agrees. So
right. No, I mean, I think for you and I, and equipment financing and small businesses and the American dream or whatever, should be better. Should pick up.
Hope so. I can't wait till 1/1/2017, because I figured starting a new year might start off a pattern. But yeah, man, the last couple of months it's just been onesies, twosies.
Yeah, it's kind of same here. It's a lot of my vendors are saying the same thing. But do you guys deal with a lot of like pneumatic trailers and stuff like that, or?
Man, I haven't seen a pneumatic move in over a year because of the oil.
Yeah, supposedly that's coming back. So.
Well, you know it will. It's a roller coaster. We're
right.
Just on the down mode. This is when you want to buy the oil stock.
Right, exactly.
Nobody wants to think about it today because it's down, but this is when you want to buy, because there will be a day when it's up. You're like, hey, I'm glad I sat on it for, you know, a year or whatever.
Nah, yeah, it's actually something I might look into here later on this afternoon.
Man, not a bad idea, dude. I will say that I've just been sitting here just hoping and praying that we get through the rest of the year, because, like I said, it's been onesies and twosies.
Nah, same here. Yeah, it's been a weird year.
The beginning of the year was rock and roll. I had no problem with the first of the year. I think I rocked until about May, maybe June. And then summer kicked in, which kind of slows down just a little bit, and then it never really picked back up. But for me, it didn't. I know the owner here keeps saying that we're 40% down, but hey, you know, if you don't have a down year, man, you can't have an up year. So, you know, everyone just needs to chill.
I like your optimism.
Well, remember back in 08, 09, 010 when the economy was shit and we couldn't, people were losing their houses and everything else?
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, 11 kicked in the gear, and it couldn't have been stronger. 12, 13. I mean, it's just
right. Yeah, it's got to go up and down. Yeah, my company actually made me a 1099 employee, so I work as a contractor more out in the field and stuff like that. So I like it. It's kind of cool. I'm 40 years old, and their business model is kind of to hire a bunch of kids out of college and make them hammer the phones, and I just don't do that. It's not my
millennial.
Not my thing.
Yeah, no kidding. No. But, you know, again, man, I wish it was balls to the wall, brother. I'd love to be able to help you, man. I just got nothing because we don't, you know, like I said, it's just onesies and twosies.
No, not a problem. Not a problem. It's been a while. I'm actually so far behind on calls right now that I'm calling in the middle of July still. So.
Well, you know, we have a finance guy here named Keith. If you ever look at our website if you ever want to call back and ask for the finance guy, his name is Keith, and he might not be a bad guy to call when, you know, if you just want to reach out and see if you can help, because he is the guy that we normally give our deals to, unless we know that it's going to be a tough one right off the get-go, you know what I mean?
Okay, cool, yeah, we have some niches that
go ahead.
I kind of know about, so.
Yeah.
Should I just call this number back and ask for him, you think?
Yeah, just call back and ask for Keith, man, maybe he can help you out, and again, you know, if not today, he can help. Maybe, you know, in a month or 3 weeks, month and a half, 2 months, whenever you feel like it's starting to turn up again. Because, you know, we can't get all the deals done because not every deal's a GE deal or a Daimler Chrysler deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's really where we kind of step in at. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, if we try to compete with those guys, we'd be out of business.
Yeah,
they kind of got everything streamlined, but we can get a little bit more creative. But cool, I'll be in touch with you guys either way. I'll probably just call right back and get in touch with Keith and
do that.
At least introduce myself.
Absolutely. Good call.
All right, bud. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank
you. Thanks. You too.